The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On this episode of the Heat Check, it's a Tuesday. So you know what time it is. It's time for the Rookie Report. We're going to break down the best rookies around the league that you need to know. Let's get right into it, Anthony. And drop that motherfucking beat that should be Rihanna. Alright, it's Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. Time for the Rookie Report. Before we get into it, let's talk a little bit for a minute about the rookie wall. Because, listen, a lot of kids, a lot of babies running into it in January. The rookie wall comes up when there's more games that they've played this year than ever in their goddamn life. 40 games or so in, NBA players reach the mark. They have never seen this much basketball on their body in so little time. They start to regress. College and the G League just does not do the job in terms of preparation for the realities of an 82-game grind. We will have to see moving forward who can handle the grind and who is going to fade. Look for some of the rookie class that's been pretty successful to start slowing down, especially the ones that shoot a lot of threes. Heavy leg syndrome, empty tanks. I just listened to Paolo Banchero talk about this on the Old Man and the Three podcast, but look for some guys, the ones with big quads, to get better. Like Scoot Henderson, our rookie who looks like he's here to stay, is Washington's Bilal Coulibaly. The French forward rocketed up the draft board like an ICBM. Jesus. Until he got snatched at 7 by the Wizards. And we're seeing what so many teams loved about him. Teammate of Victor Wembanyama time at Metro 92. Every scout on earth got to see him play because they were watching Vic and they're like, who's this other kid over here? I know I can't get Vic, but who's this 6'8 guy with the 7'2 wingspan and this fluid athleticism? That's Bilal. You must be my soul sister. That's a Bilal reference if you don't listen to R&B. Plus, my man says he's not even growing yet. Not surprisingly, he's gotten better as the season has progressed, even though he's in hell, a.k.a. Washington. The Wizards organization, as we know, isn't the best at developing talent, a.k.a. Johnny Davis. In his last 14 games, he has 8-4-2 on 35% from three. Free throws were my man's Achilles heel. He's now up to 75%. He's been surprisingly sharp from three this year. Besides, he was drafted for his defense. Let's be honest. He hasn't disappointed. He's averaging two stocks in 28 minutes per game. Has had a multiple steal and block game since he started the year. But like all 19-year-olds, my man's struggling in some areas.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Especially poor on-screen navigation. Loses his man quite easily. Struggles in mismatches against taller opponents. But again, man's 19 years old. His athleticism is going to help him get out of jams until he learns how to handle, you know, big men, fours, fives, better in the league. And again, he's playing for the Wizards, folks. Save him. Someone come save him. 3-14 in the last 17 games, these Wizards. It's just a lot of Corey Kispert right now, I'm not going to lie to you. And you've got Daniel Gafford trying his best to get traded. You got Kyle Kuzma saying, help me, help me. And Jordan Poole, I think, is tanking his own career. But he's been effective. As you can be, playing next to turnstiles like Landry Shamet, who's got 122 defensive rating. Jordan Poole, defensive rating of 122.9. Corey Kispert, 124.5. I mean, it's fucking terrible. Of the top eight players on the Wizards by games played, only Daniel Gafford has a better defensive rating than Bilal Coulibaly, and that man's getting traded probably to the New York Knicks. He shows flashes of greatness, but it would probably help a lot if he was in a winning situation. I'm not going to lie to you. As it stands, he's just getting reps. Bleacher Report dropped their list of top players under 22, and Bilal came in at number 10, ahead of players like Jaden Ivey, Pods, Keontae George, Derek Lively, Kuminga, and Benedict Mathurin. Here's what they've wrote about him. The defensive workload that he's shouldering as a non-big belies rookie year tropes. Washington is tossing him on offensive primaries, and he's fattening up his portfolio with step-for-step blocks on a dime rotations and sturdy low foul stance that suggests it's only a matter of time before his two-way impact explodes onto the mainstream. Bilal should be a mainstay in Washington unless somebody saves him and beyond to move into Alexandria in 2028. Hopefully he's in a better situation by then. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back on tomorrow for an all-new episode. Check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop unexpectedly, like the last leaf of fall, even though we're now directly into winter. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check all season long. That means download, subscribe, and tell your friends. These fall leaves, they are pesky. I tell you what, I still got a few. I'm looking in my tree right now at the window. Say hey, tell your friends, all of them, even that guy in Wawa with his ass crack on full display. Hey, yo, your ass is showing. And let me see your cell phone real quick so I can download this podcast when I'm growing crazy. Follow us on social at this Heat Check and at Tristan Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.